once again here at the 2015 Alltech Revelation in Lexington, Kentucky, and I'm standing here with Becky Timmons. She is the Director of Applications Research and Quality Assurance here for Alltech at the Alltech Algae plant that I actually got a chance to tour this week. So first of all, Becky, tell me a little bit about your background in the industry and what you do for Alltech.
Okay. I started with Alltech actually 30 years ago, so when the company was very small. So I have a very diverse background with Alltech. I've done everything from, you know, when I started, I was a lab technician. Moved up through that, I've been head of our flavor division, head of our fermentation, where we would do bacteria, probiotics, similar to what you would have in yogurt, but for animals. Been very involved in our ethanol division when we were doing very heavily in that. And I actually have a master's in brewing and distilling or fermentation. And then started working with algae in about 2007.
Well, algae is what you shared with the attendees at the Aqua breakout sessions here at Revelation, talking about the need to replace fish oil and the lack of that supply and how it is, you refer to it as the holy grail in this industry. Explain what that means.
Okay. So the holy grail quote actually comes from Rick Barrows, who is with USDA. He did an interview with the Financial Times, and he said that if somebody could find a replacement for fish oil, that would be like the holy grail for the aquaculture industry. So basically, in our bid to feed more people a high-quality protein, and as we have a growing population, everybody is expecting the aquaculture industry to really grow. It's been growing anyway, but it is going to need to continue to grow to feed the population. With that, there's about 1 million tons is kind of the static amount of fish oil that's available. It's actually been below that for quite a number of years now. So 1 million tons is what the fish oil is. And then if you look at consumption of fish oil, it's tracked right around that 1 million tons. So whatever's available is used. So if we are looking at the aquaculture of growing, where's it going to get that? We also see that the human population is starting to take more and more fish oil for itself through the capsules, pharmaceuticals, and things. So there's kind of going to be a push for this fish oil, which is needed in diets to produce farmed salmon, sea bass, shrimp, trout. Fish oil is needed for their health and growth, as well as so that we have a healthy fish to eat.
Well, that you kind of answered my next question, and which was great. Why is the need for fish oil? Where is the demand going to, and how are we actually using it? You talked about the people and that increased demand, but also for the nutrition side. How long have we seen that increase for that demand?
If you would look, and I have a little graph that I would show, but if you would look at the human use, about before 2005, 2006 wasn't there, didn't show up on the chart. And then that's been growing ever since then. So it's been in a rapid growth phase ever since about that time. So if we look at from about 2005 to now, you see that human use really growing. And then you have aquaculture, which has always been kind of a major amount of it, usually would take about 600,000 tons. But again, they're trying to grow. And so what they've been doing is use less and less in the diet to try to stay at about that same level overall. What that causes is problems with the fish growing, but more importantly, if we're eating fish to get that healthy omega-3, DHA, EPA, and it's not being fed, then we won't get it.
So what's the answer you shared with us today that Yes. You believe it's algae? Explain that.
I do believe it's algae. We are producing a algae that is about 70% fat and very high in DHA. We've done lots of work, both trials and commercial, to show that we can successfully replace the fish oil, and the fish eat it very well. They grow. You see actually nutritional benefits to the fish, and then that fillet quality is still just as good, tastes fine through all the sensory. It's actually preferred, and has that healthy fatty acid profile that we need.
How long is it going to take for this to this practice to take off and to be utilized so we can increase those fish oil demands?
Yes. We've actually been working with a lot of producers and retailers. And about a year or two ago, they would say, yes, they're interested and they knew this was coming, but they still didn't want it to be a, you know, pay more. Like they didn't want to pay more for it. We're to the point now we've done all the trials to show that this is going to be very cost effective. It's not going to change their models. And so I do think you're going to start seeing this shift now.
So tell me a little bit about the other uses for algae and that huge demand. Dr. Lyon just the other day talked about he's been using it on his face for 20 years.
Oh. Yeah, well, he's silly. But, yes, algae, there are thought to be anywhere up to 800,000 species of algae. And if you think of it, they've found algae under ice caps, so in extreme cold conditions. They found algae growing in the sand, so very little water, in the ocean with high salt, you know, in regular streams. So it's very diverse where it can grow, which tells you that there's a lot of opportunities. Some of it's high in pigments, some high in fat, some high in protein. So algae can be so many different things. So we really can't just say algae as a broad category. You really have to get into the specifics of which type of algae, what you're looking for. But it's starting to get used for pharmaceuticals. Algae's always been in food that we eat. Macroalgae is used to make a lot of the thickening agents and things that are in almost all foods that you would buy at a grocery store. So it's always kind of been there, and now we're looking a lot at very specific uses. So if you look at our algae in particular, high DHA, DHA is essential fatty acid. It's in most prenatal supplements that women get, as well as an infant formula, because it's very necessary for a growing, you know, fetus and baby. Same thing with animals. Very needed for that fertility. And so it's something that we're seeing great benefits with dairy cows as far as fertility and for doing any kind of animal health.
Okay, so of the attendees here in the aquaculture breakout session, what were their responses? What's their thoughts, their feelings, their impressions of this new form of technology?
And they're all very excited. We had a very broad range of people attending. So we had everything from people that would be scientists and researchers to people that were in the retail chain to producers to feed people. So just a wide range of people. And to some, this was a new thing, and they were very interested. To others, they were farther in it, or they'd tried things in the past maybe that didn't work. So they would be specific to what's it going to taste like? You know, how is the consumer going to feel? Are they going to think this is like science? You know, is this going to be a consumer acceptance problem? So a lot of questions. They were good.
Well, good. I think that the driving talk is awesome. Technology and innovation has in store for the entire ag industry, but specifically for algae, connecting consumers nationwide, globally, actually. Thank you, Becky. Once again, talking with Becky Timmons here at Revelation in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Jamie Johansson.